Monday. In the meantime, we're closely watching what's happening here in Australia as well. Today is the final trading session before we get the details of the government's long-awaited carbon price, or the carbon tax, whatever you'd like to call it. We're expecting to see a carbon price set at $23 a tonne. It will be applied to 500 of the country's top polluters. Now, this is down from the 1,000 that the government was initially targeting. This is because it's exempted petrol or fuel from the carbon scheme, something that it needed to do in order to get this scheme across the line from a number of those country or rural independents. We've heard as well from Andrew Wilkie. He's a Tasmanian lawmaker, and he says that he will be supporting the government scheme. So as such, we don't expect to see any hurdles through the parliament. So once the legislation is unveiled, it's expected to make a clear passage. We did speak to the finance minister, Penny Wong, earlier on Squawk Box Asia. This is what she had to say about the government putting the final touches on the scheme.
What we have been focused on is understanding that this is a very important economic reform. It's not just an environmental reform, it is about transforming the economy. And that means you have to look at the nature of the market mechanism, the nature of the price signal, and what transition arrangements, pardon me, that you need to put in place to support industry as well as households through this transition.
We're also expecting to see a rather large compensation package announced with this carbon price that will go to compensate some of the polluters until they get the carbon pricing under their belt. Also will go to compensate households, because we're expecting to see large increases in the cost of electricity, food prices as well, as those polluters pass those costs on to consumers. Carolyn, back over to you.
Matt.